God. Compendium Cliché Productions present... Maria Montez and Victor Madour in... Queen of Queens. Also starring Charlton Preston, Judith Sanderson, Martita Bunt, Vincent Trice, Sir Cedric Hardwood, and Hattie McFaniels, with Jock Strap, Zsa Zsa Garage, Tantine Lescouli, Fiordiligi Flagranti, Umberto Visidarti, and Salambo Steatopigius, with a supporting cast of 27,609. Screenplay by John Reinbeck, John O'Farrell, Robert Newark, Sherwood A. Sherwood, McKinley Anderson, Truman Gavotte, James Kitchener, Ben Schlecht, Fulton Milder, and Patrick Dennis. First version by Joseph L. Krankowitz. Second version by Robert Greaves. Coordinator of versions, Stavros Spurius. Additional dialogue by S.T. Eliot and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Inspired by the first six verses of the first book of Esther, which is in the Holy Bible. Sets by Solfège des Espoirs. Special effects by Lobischnatz Krambambuli. Choreography by Ersatz Adonis. Costumes by Francine of Beverly Hills. Music by Tarash Choropikrin. Played by the Vallejo Memorial Philharmonic. Conducted by the composer and his wife. Photographed in Bible Rama, Glory Color, and Holy Scope, the entire magnificent production was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Cecil B. MacDill. In the Book of Esther, chapter the first, it stands now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days the king sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace. In the third year of his reign, he made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and of Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces. 7 days they feasted in the court of the garden of the king's palace. There were white, green, and blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and to pillars of marble. The beds were of silver and gold upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And he gave them to drink in vessels of gold and of royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king who drank. And on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with the wine,
a mighty feast, a mighty feast indeed, my fellow satraps.
Aye, 6 days and nights of revelry.
His gracious living pushed the wood too far. What say you, Lord of Cappadocia and cousin of my aunt?
Prince of Cappadocia. Cappadocia collapsed 2 days ago, I fear. He knows not what a party it is. Oh, well, where is the king?
Ahasuerus, he's there upon the dais, lolling on that gaudy golden throne and eating grapes while toying with some sweetmeat.
He has a thoughtful look, I think.
I wonder what hath filled that noble brow.
Ahasuerus, king of kings.
By yonder purple pillar, Persia's satrap pouts and plucks his lip and sighs between his belches.
Aye.
What eager mouse of thought is busy in that wormy cheese that serves him in the office of a mind? When Persia revels not, the wise man wonders. Is his goblet empty? See that he is plied with comfits or the sweet fig peckers of Shiraz. I do not like a surly king about me, Pozrat, as you know. A good king is a smiling king. See to him, master of the revels of the king.
At once. But the king of Persia says he's bored, my lord.
How bored? The first 6 days he reveled with the best.
But lately, lord, upon his ear Haman, like to be, hath sucked and pollinated that which now disturbs the steady progress of his pleasure.
Come on! Where doth that bloated dog sniff now?
He is there, beside that golden brazier of frankincense. Yes, see, my lord. Today he wears a yellow robe with spiral fringe of black. No, over there, my lord. That other yellow robe with spiral fringe of black.
That fatted peacock. So, he hath tinted Persia's bleached ear.
Indeed, indeed.
Go there, Ahasuerus.
The king of Persia calls, my lord.
Oh, come here beside me on this golden throne. But it once was thine, I think, before it...
Not, my lord. What's done is done. The world is full of thrones. I crave a tiny boon. Ahasuerus.
Well, name it, Koros. I would not have thee bored beneath my roof.
Bored? Oh, not at all. I have been thinking, though.
Oh?
Now understand me, Ahasuerus. I mean not to imply one moment of this unparalleled occasion, of these 6 rapturous days and nights.
There is still one more to come.
I know, and it was of that that I have thought. Thus far, you have caused to be erected a veritable palace of delight. But, well, now, I mean to say, as one bon vivant to another. Well, now, those Cappadocian breast jugglers, that pageant of the 77 amorous delights, the curious rites of the Lydian hermaphrodites, the showers of jeweled sweetmeats, the battle of the Amazons and the eunuchs, the philosophic ballet of the apes of Lesbos. All of this is very well in its way, but dost thou not begin to feel the lack of something, Ahasuerus?
No.
Oh, well, regard it in this way. The finest edifice is often ruined for want of the perfect finishing touch. The proper ornament at the top. I wish, for your sake, for the feast to have such a finial, king of kings, and thou couldst provide it if thou wouldst.
If I do read thy meaning right...
Guard thy tongue, Persia.
Nay, what dost thou say, thou idiot of Persia? Be not so gluttonous. It'll be the death of thee. The king, our king, spreads forth a mighty feast. What say ye, lord?
Nay!
Does any other feel his pleasures have been slighted? Nay! So be silent, Persia. Thou art drunk.
The lord of Media is kind as he is loyal, and the both I thus reward. Pozrat, give her to him with my love.
At once, my lord.
Ahasuerus, I can't.
Take her. She is thine, I say.
Aha! The lord of Media, then, knows nothing of thy hidden treasure.
There are some fig peckers and some wine, my dear. Stay there till I return. And now, friend fool, what is this gem of which thou speaks with such an ill-concealed lust?
Far! Listen, Ananas. Oh? Not far from here, a jeweled pavilion holds our king's new queen. Her name is Vashta.
What hast thou heard? My lord, whose lustful gluttony outweighs his common sense.
What?
Beware, my friend. I think thou goest too far.
Armenia is right. Be careful, cousin. The wine betrays...
Tut, my fellows, tut. Ahasuerus.
'Tis said that she is a pearl beyond the power of the seas to equal, or of any poet's praise. Why is she hid away? The people should be able to behold their...
But I'll strangle thee. Whence comes this deadly knowledge, Persia? Speak! Whose tongue hath licked this poison in thine eager ear? Tell me that that tongue may wither on my palace walls!
He would not heed!
How can we stop him?
Stop the king in rage?
Tell me, uncle, is there such a queen? Persia said she was a pearl beyond the...
Silence, crowned simpleton, or dost thou?
Out, out, damned Persia! Out with the name!
It was the...
Thou dost not know thy strength, all highest.
No, my lord of Sumer. I am finding out.
Major Domo!
My lord!
Summon slaves and have this jeweled chunk of carrion cast forth upon the kitchen midden of the town. And now, where is that snake, my chamberlain? A man!
I hear thy summoning voice with joy, my lord, and come. O brightest of the stars, clear font of mercy flowing on the Mount of Wisdom, I come, O mighty keeper of...
Enough!
I am silent.
Do not shake thy fringe at me, thou lurid popinjay. What poisons didst thou smear the ear of Persia with, despite my sternest warning?
Ah, alas, poor Persia. I knew him well.
I know. I smell a plot somewhere.
Ah, but sire...
No! Always it is thus at royal courts. Plots, connivings, and deceit! How I loathe it all! 'Tis better on the battlefield. The arrows whine, the trumpets and the crunch of skulls. Yes, there one knows what's... Thy skull would make a lovely crunch, Haman.
The queen! The queen! Show forth thy queen, Ahasuerus!
God! The lord of Ethiopia shall be this night
queen.
The tidbit of the sacred crocodiles! Away with him!
The queen! The queen!
What's this? They're mad! They know not what they do.
List, Ahasuerus, or thine empire falls at dust. Thou canst not strangle all of them. Thou art grown too proud, Ahasuerus.
Too harshly hast thou ruled for some, my lord, and always hast thou taken, never given. What is a queen? The world is full of...
Hearken to them, lord.
The lords are drunk, Ahasuerus, and dangerous. They can all be strangled later, Ahasuerus.
This once compliance, eh? This once. Well, so be it then, but... And all the gods attend me. These lords shall live to rue this day. By your command, Queen Vashti shall be summoned to display herself unto the guests of her lord Ahasuerus, King of Kings. Yeah!
God, this is the silliest bunch of handmaids.
Bring hot ass's milk. My bath grows cold.
Yeah, he is. Oh, watch your crown, honey.
Yeah, how's that?
Much better, Mumat. Oh, Mumat, I am weary. I am bored. Amuse me.
What poor thing.
Floors of black glass, a silken hangings on pillars of marble. Handmaidens beyond counting, jewels beyond price. I have every luxury civilization can offer. And still, I am bored and unhappy.
Poor thing.
I am a queen, an empress, a person of great power, who was once but the humble daughter of the governor of an unimportant province. It is a strange and a sad.
Jugger, the trouble is that even though you're a queen on a golden throne with vassals and serfs by your side, well, deep down underneath that purple robe...
More of the rose oil, Mumma.
Yes, deep down, you is still that simple little old governor's daughter I done brought up back in Barzoom. That's where the trouble is, honey. You's homesick. This gorgeous palace ain't nothing but a big old gilded cage.
Oh, do not go on, or I shall weep.
Oh.
Yes, I suppose you are right, Mumat. The giggling of those vapid handmaidens has not the sweetness of the merry chatter of the village maids around the well. Excellent! Ah, Mumat. At least you are here with me.
Yes, I sure is. Here come one of them eunuch servants of that nasty old bullfrog Haman. Oh, is it? That's a mighty skinny eunuch, if you ask.
It is Hainer and Basra in disguise.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is madness. My robes. Catch me, Mumat. I shall faint.
Don't you dare. Does you want to fry his hide for sure? Here, wrap this around you and be quiet.
Queen, live forever. I bring a message from thy husband.
My time, it is I. Do not betray me.
What is you doing here, sneaching round disguised as a eunuch? Does the king find out and bang, you is a eunuch, and then what you
find? It is a matter of life or death, be sure.
This way lies madness, Basra. Oh, my lord, do not look at me, or I shall fall down and kiss your feet, as I used to do.
You does, and the fat's in the fire for sure.
I have come to warn you, great danger. Haman strikes again.
That is slimy toad. I knew it was a trap.
That man won't ever get over being rejected, honey. What? That and all the other things.
I did nothing to him. It was his own fault.
Sugar, why hasn't you been sensible and had him poisoned like I advised you? Now get it over with before he ruins us all.
Shh. Listen. Haman has been sliding through the feast like a snake in black fringe, flickering his forked tongue in the ears of the drunken lords, making them lust to see the king's greatest treasure, his beautiful queen, Vashti.
Indeed. And what does Ahasuerus do about this?
Well, to give him his due, he has strangled the king of Persia. But the hall is an uproar. Haman has worked well. To save the empire, Ahasuerus has had to agree. They will be here to fetch you at any moment.
For God, what we going to do?
I will not make of my royal person a cheap spectacle for a mob of drunken provincials. I shall refuse. I might as well leap nude from a giant pastry at a puberty rite.
Oh, Vashti.
You flirting with sudden demise, honey.
I have done so before.
There is another way out. Mm-mm. It is dangerous, perhaps the most dangerous of all, but the prize is worth a great deal. We must fly together. Quickly, pack a few things. I have some swift horses waiting. We will speed back together to that little valley with its rocky pool, hidden deep in the hills of your native province, Barzum.
Ah, how could I ever forget that the spot where first we met? It's such a lucky accident. To think that it was but 2 years ago, when I was but a child of 14. Ah, how I have grown up in those 2 years. And I cannot help but think, Basra, my lord, could we but go back? Could we but turn time back again to those happy years? It's such a lovely day. It's such a lovely bath. Listen to the birds. See the flowers. The little clouds in the blue heavens. What more of happiness could a young virgin ask?
Well,
did you bring us a good lunch? The ride up here has sharpened my appetite.
Oh, of course I did. But, well, I've been meaning to ask, why does we have to come all this way up to this crack in the cliffs over the plains for you to do your al fresco bathing? We's miles from the palace, and these is troubled times. There's no telling what the Babylonians is going to do.
Perhaps soon I will heed your advice. The lunch.
Well, there's some of that goat cheese with the pistachio nuts and some bread and some honey. And, oh, a whole mess of cold fig peckers left over from last night's banquet. Your pa sure was putting on the dog for that visit in General Haman.
My father is the governor of this province. He could do no less. But the feast was also a party for the man who came with the general, Capitan Basra. He has been posted here from the capital to take over as Capitan of the Gubernatorial Guard.
Oh, yes, and that's a nice-looking fellow with a cleft in his chin, according to the handmaids. Well, I ain't seen him myself.
Nor I. I do wish I was considered old enough to be present at a such banquet.
Well, don't you worry, honey. It won't be long. Well, excuse me, but I just gotta take a nap. Now, I'll just lean against one of these here palm trees and I was run half off my feet last night ministering to the folks.
You do look tired. Rest, dear nurse. I will bathe quietly.
What have we here? Nymph, in thy ablutions be all my sins washed off. As the poet puts it, you are some sort of nymph, aren't you? The way your jet-black hair spreads out among the water lilies, the perfection of your...
Sir, please go at once, or at least turn your head.
No, nymphs' coral mouths give vent to fairer speeches, I am quite sure. Well, too bad.
I asked you to...
Of course. What could I be thinking of? There.
That is better. Now, who are you, and what are you doing here?
I might ask you the same question. But since you were here first, well, at any rate, I was simply exploring. It struck me that this place would make an excellent defensive position in the event... Well, there are rumors of Babylonian maneuvers, and Assyria has been arming, it is said. So it is fairly logical that I am here. You must have noticed that I wear a soldier's cloak, the helmet with the plume, and the breastplate with the...
You wear the uniform of the governor's palace guard. I know it well, but your face is not...
That's not surprising. I arrived but yesterday. I might return the compliment and say that you are equally unfamiliar to me.
Don't you dare turn around. I... Watch out! That rock is loose!
Oh, well, permit me to introduce myself. I am Basra, captain of the governor's guard.
Charmed, I'm sure. And my name is Vashti, daughter of Lefsa, governor of Barsoom.
Fancy meeting you here.
Vashti! What are you doing taking a bath without their soldier boy?
It is all right, Mumat. He has his armor on.
I don't care what he got on. Now, you just get out of there before I calls the captain of the guard.
This way, Basra. Out here on the terrace, in the moonlight. Here, behind these potted palms by the balustrade. There. The party is so large, our absence will not be noted for a while.
I sincerely hope not. Ah, there. Let me put my arms around you. Oh, but you are lovely, Vashti, daughter of the governor. Lovely standing here in your clinging gown of silver scales. Lovely with the moonlight glinting on the crystals of your headdress. Lovely against the background of the violet sky with the stars like jewels. Oh, but you are lovely, Vashti, my love.
Oh, Basra, my one and only Lob.
You have made me the happiest of men. How many weeks have I waited for you to whisper those very words into my ear? Let me hold you closer.
Your touch sends a shiver through me.
It is the silver breastplate. It is always cold.
No, no. It is just your fingers. They are as though tipped with fire.
This thing is bigger than the both of us, Vashti. Nothing must stand in our way. You know that.
Yes, I know. But you belong to one world. I to another. It will not be easy.
I know. Perhaps we are living in a fool's paradise. Building around us a tissue of lies. But it has been like a whole new world opening up to me these past few weeks since first we met.
Yes, and I have changed from a young girl into a woman.
You are so lovely in this moonlight, Vashti, that I hardly dare to look at you. I do not trust myself when I look at you in the moonlight, Vashti.
Whatever else may happen, this moment is ours. We must leave it to the fullest.
I would that we could. But no, daughter of the moon, in your dress of silver scales and your headdress of golden crystal. No. This way lies madness. Red, beautiful madness, like the rubies around your swan-like neck, like the deep coral of your lips, like the...
It all seems like a dream somehow. Like a wonderful, wonderful dream. And if I am to waken, it should be with a kiss. Your kiss. Kiss me, Basra.
Oh, as if you had to ask. Why are you looking at me like that?
I am wondering how we may break the news to my parents.
Do you not worry. I will.
No. We must wait a little still. Let the idea grow. Let them become accustomed to it. Lefse, my father, is as sensitive to as such things. Very sensitive. He loves his daughter. I will know when the time is right.
Come, my dear. It is time we went back. They will miss us soon.
Oh, Basra.
My love.
As suddenly I am cold. There is a cold wind blowing inside me. I feel a presentiment. As something terrible will happen as soon. Oh, Basra, kiss me as though it were for the last time.
Vashti.
My dear, you know, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for some time now. A rather delicate matter. I hardly know how to broach it, really.
Yes, Father.
Well, yes, you see. Oh, drat, the goblet's empty. Zena, can't you find us some servants who are at least able to...
Butler, more wine for the governor. Pay attention, fool. Why do you think we bought you? Oh, what can you expect with provincials?
Tut, wife, how I do wish that someday you would learn to relax and be provincial along with the rest of us. So much easier, you know, and no less dignified in the long run. It's all in your philosophy, you see.
Philosophy, pa!
All right, my dear. I was only thinking of you. Sometimes you fret so, you almost look your age, you know. Oh, please, Vashti, we've asked you not to splash a table. And since you have such an indulgent father who will permit you to eat while totally immersed, I do think that the least you could do would...
Umat says it is just a face I am going through.
And a rather trying one. Do try to get through it as quickly as possible, won't you?
Yes. But to return to what we were, I still think, my child, that your friendship with the captain of the guard is becoming perhaps a bit obvious, eh? There's beginning to be talk, you know. I haven't quite made up my mind about the boy, his position and all that. But in any case, you should consider our position, my child. I'm like royalty here. We may not lose face. Surely you see that.
Of course, Father.
Well, I don't know, husband. I have been making inquiries, and I have asked my Aunt Z, the one who is so close to the throne, you know.
Oh, that aunt. Yes. Pass the fig pickers, won't you?
Her report is most favorable. He is of excellent family and prospects. His mother was a Pozrat, and...
A Pozrat, eh? Most interesting. Pass the kumquats, won't you, Vashti? Thank you, my dear. A Pozrat, to be sure.
And on his father's side...
I do not care about any of that, mother. I love him. That is enough. He is a man. I am a woman. It is as simple as that.
Nonsense, child. It's not simple at all. Not for the daughter of someone in my position. As governor of Bard Zoom,
love is immaterial, Vashti. Remember that. One is obliged to marry well. Among our class, it is a woman's first duty.
Has he asked you to marry him?
No, but he will. I can see it in his eyes whenever we meet.
Well, when he does, go right ahead and accept him.
Oh, tut, Zena. One can carry worldly sophistication too far, I think. A certain amount of, what shall I call it, maidenly hesitation, yes, I think that's the right word, would be appropriate. One must stick to the forms. After all, you might giggle and blush a bit and plead for time, lay stress upon your extreme youth, even though 14 is the proper age for marriage. You don't imagine you might faint, possibly? Now, you'd never believe it, but your mother...
Lefse! Don't be ridiculous, Father. I am a woman, not a silly schoolgirl.
True, but your father is right. However, don't overdo. An opportunity like this is not to be missed. And with his connections, when his tour of duty is done, he'll certainly be posted to the capital again. And you, my sweet, will escape this dreary provincial outpost. Oh, the capital.
And an extraordinarily well-preserved mother will have a perpetual excuse to visit there often, will she not? Really, Zena, what about me?
Oh, Lefse, I am very fond of you. You know that. But 15 years in a desert outpost.
This is an extraordinarily cosmopolitan little capital, madam, as you know full well. There are times, madam, when I find your constant sighing after greener pastures wearisome in the extreme.
And to think that your mother was a Dalma.
Yes, and my father was Barach, the greatest general of his time. I come of warrior stock, madam. Battle is in my blood. Essentially, I'm a rough and simple man. Moreover, now that my fighting days are over, I like being governor of a small province. There is no fuss, no feathers, nobody telling me what to do all the time. Out here, I'm my own master. At the court, everybody's a toady, a lickspittle. At the mess, dear, we're...
The court, things happen. There is life there, excitement, glamour. What if it is a little false? At least something's happening. Out here, it's so dull, dull, dull.
To arms, the Assyrians are coming.
What's that, the boy?
My lord, the city is surrounded. Our outposts are in flames. Citizens are rioting.
Oh, good heavens, we must...
My lord, half the garrison has been cut off in the pass.
This is terrible. Quickly.
Yeah. My lord, the imperial army is at the south gate. They are pursued by the Babylonians. General Haman is in command.
Great Scott, the world has gone mad. Quickly, my hand, my armor, my sword, sound the alarm.
Vashti, this way, I will save you.
To your post, man, the city comes first. Put something on, Vashti. Where's my armor? Hey, Lucky.
Master Leon.
My lord, the palace is afire.
Help, somebody do something.
Hey,
what is that? The walls are moving.
Oh, my head. Where am I? What has happened? Where are we? All these ruins, these people, wounded and in rags over there. The smell of smoke. I can't remember anything. My head is bandaged. My lovely gown is in tatters. I can't remember.
Too bad, my dear, too bad. We've been having rather an exciting time of it around here for a change.
That ain't no way to talk, your lordship. You've been unconscious almost 3 days, Miss Zena. One of your mother's antique statues done clouded you good. The earthquake and the fire tore up the town something scandalous, and the Assyrians done looted what was left. And now the Imperial Army under that General Haman, well, they's fighting Assyrians and Babylonians all over poor little old Barzum.
Oh, my lovely palace, my antique.
Oh, don't speak to me of those blasted statues ever again. That larger-than-life group by the main gate fell on me legs. And here I lie, forced to let others lead the defense of my province.
Good heavens, Vashti, where is Vashti?
Now calm down, Miss Zena. She's in good hands. Only, well, we just don't know where them hands is right now.
What is this fat old toad trying to say? Where is Vashti?
There's nothing to worry about, I'm sure.
Nothing to worry about. Vashti, my only child. Where is she? Oh, my baby. My baby, my little baby. Where is my beautiful baby girl?
Well, now, Miss Zena, calm
Don't
down.
Don't take on so, Zena. She'll be back safe and sound.
She's dead. I can see it in your eyes. You're not telling me something.
That will do, Zena. You're dramatizing yourself again, and this is most definitely is not the time to do it.
You struck me.
I did, and high time, too. I should have beaten you regularly, and then perhaps my life would have been bearable these past 15 years. By all the gods, but you make me sick, Zena. I must get away from here. If I have to hear one more complaint from your over-painted mouth, I do not like to think what I might do. Circle, Patnetch, Villager! Carry me to the main gate. I must send some more dispatches.
At once, Master.
Oh, even with two broken legs, it's more comfortable to be in the midst of a battle than here, listening to your self-centered reproaches. Don't you know there's a war on, woman? Oh, easy, easy now, you two. That's it. Now, to the main gate. Quickly!
Well, now, tut-tut-tut, Miss Zena. Now, he didn't mean it. These here's hard times. He's got a lot on his mind.
He shall pay for this. He shall pay for this. No one strikes one of the Fardels and lives. No one. No one. I must get away from here and think.
Ain't no good gonna come of this. Oh, Mr. Lefsa, better watch out.
Forward, my men! Up the hill with those chariots! Charge!
Quickly, men! This way! We'll head them off at the pass! This way, men! This way! We'll beat them yet! Die, dog of Babylon!
To that little valley in the hills, General! Imperial headquarters are there!
Basra, what has happened? The city, I can I see it burning in the distance. Even through the dust of the battle, I can I see it. What about Madre and Padre?
The news is bad, little one. Very bad. Of course, the situation is confused. There are conflicting rumors.
You may tell me the worst, Basra.
Well, at last report, your parents perished in the disaster.
I see. Very well. Take me away from the battlefield, Basra. Take me somewhere so I can get out of this armor and mourn in peace. Take me to that little pool in the hills.
But
please, do not make it more difficult. Just take me there.
Of course, Vashti, my darling.
Ah, Haman, there thou art. Finally hast thou found my headquarters, eh? By all the gods, it has taken thee long enough. I thought my instructions were clear enough. Seek for a crack in the cliffs of Barzum, and there, not far from the rocky pool, set I my GHQ. Well, no matter now. Thou art here. How goes the battle?
Well, my lord, the Assyrians are in flight with three of our battalions in pursuit. In the past, the 12th Division under Governor Lefsa holds firm against Babylon. We are winning, Ahasuerus.
Of course. Now go.
But
do not argue with the king!
I go at once, sire. I will be done, master of the firmament. Keeper of the sacred seals, protector of the sea and stars. Mighty...
Never mind all that. Be gone. Ho! Captain Basra!
I come at your call, highest. How may I serve my king?
Captain, my thanks for finding me this spot at once strategic and beautiful in which to pitch my camp. Now I have a few moments between battles and would refresh myself.
What is that, O king?
Tut, Captain, sheathe thy sword. Thou hearest but the final words of the king of Assyria and of his retinue. Now, this pool of which thou hast spoken, is it far? Secluded?
It is both, all highest, but, I mean, just now, there are rumored to be Babylonians on the prowl. Dost not thy majesty...
Tut, Captain, General Haman has things well in hand, and the king must needs wash some of the blood and dust of battle from his person. Help me off with my arm.
Oh, highest, should you not clothe yourself? You don't know who? I mean...
Nonsense, Captain. We are only men here. Ah, this is the life. How I love to rough it. At court, there is too much of the silk and satin life, too much perfumed effeminacy. Here we are in a man's world.
Yes, your majesty.
Ah, here we are. A lovely pool, lovely. There is someone else! Ha ha! A spy! A spy! Come here!
No, all highest.
He is like an eel in the water. Come here! Ha! By all the gods, it is a female spy!
Oh, hand me, filthy beast! Help! Help! Master!
What? She calls to thee? Treachery on every hand! Ah!
No, all highest, she is no spy.
Then who?
I warn you!
She is... She is my fiancée, all highest.
Oh, young lady. That is a different matter. Very different indeed.
Evidently. Now take your lecherous paws off me.
Oh, Vashti, you know not what you do.
I know what this hairy Esafer is doing. Get him away from me. Who is he?
He is Ahasuerus, the king.
Oh, your majesty. I did not know.
Without his crown and robes, a king is but a man.
Never mind, little water sprite. Thou hast struck a man, not a king. And who may tell, perhaps I could become the better king for it.
But...
We'll say no more on that subject. But come, tell me, what art thou doing here, miles from everything?
All Highest, her family is dead. They perished in the earthquake, or so it is believed. I snatched her from the burning palace as the roof fell in. She wished to come here, where she had known so many happy hours, to rest and get her bearings, as it were. And I thought that it would be safe enough with our GHQ down at the mouth
of... Yes, I understand, of course. My condolences, pretty Pearl. If there be aught a king may do...
I thank thee with all my heart, All Highest. But alas, even a king cannot bring the dead back to life.
Perhaps one day... there will come such a king.
Perhaps. But who are you, little miss? Who were your parents? Perhaps I might know. The Babylonians! I am lost! A sword, my kingdom!
There by the pool!
Back to the rocks! We shall sell ourselves dearly! Get thee behind me, my child!
Give me that swine's sword, Basra.
Good girl, here.
Aha, take that, dog.
Aha, she fights as a governor's daughter should. Take that. And that.
Here they are, men. Up and up them. Save the king.
I am wounded. Aha, I'm dying.
Oh, Basra, hold on. Help is coming.
Beware, Vashti.
No, you don't.
Quickly!
Where are we going? Who are you?
Haman, general of the army of the king. I'm taking you back to the city to your parents.
But they're dead.
No, they escaped even as you. Your old nurse told me of the pool.
But where is the king and Captain Basra?
They must follow as best they can. Are you comfortable, little one?
Not particularly, but I can endure it.
Let me hold you closer, Vashti. You're so light in my arms, I fear you will slip from my grasp. I would not wish for Babylonian lips to nibble this ivory shoulder.
Stop that, General. Not so tight, or you will find yourself fighting on two fronts at once. Remember, I am a governor's daughter.
I like a spirited wench. Come, horse! Faster!
Amumat, there you are.
Yes'm.
Take a message to that little couturier of mine and tell him that, whether he likes it or not, the war is over and I know perfectly well the caravans are moving again. Tell him I want those gowns at once.
Yes'm.
The Lady Tofu, High Priestess of the Oracles of Astarte, to see you, madame.
Chrysalis, my dear, how nice of you to come over. Oh, mind that, the mosaic's still soft in spots.
Yes, I see it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just have these cleaned, will you?
At once, your reverence.
Oh, I must apologize, but rebuilding a palace almost single-handedly
Sina,
is not...
don't fret, you've done marvelously.
You're an example to every widow in the land.
Why, thank you, Chrysalis.
Here, let me look at you. I haven't seen you since they sacked the temple. My, that was all of 6 months ago. And my dear, you've no idea how much trouble I'm having finding another supply of virgins. But, well, it's all in the game. You're looking years younger, Zina. Disaster seems to have agreed with you.
Oh, in some ways, yes.
Yes. Now, tell me, why on earth did you order the litter bearers to gallop all the way back here? I haven't been shaken so since the earthquake. It couldn't have anything to do with the gossip that had my lady's altar society all agog. For 3 months I've heard nothing else between ceremonies but General Haman's courtship of your Vashti.
Oh, well...
And then that enthralling rumor of last week. Tell me, did Vashti truly refuse him? Oh, I'll bet he was livid. There's a man who won't take no for an answer. But why would she say no? He's a little horse-faced, of course, but a divine physique.
Well, yes.
And he's noble and has all that money. What more could she want? The king himself?
Well,
I've heard that he's not indifferent to her, you know. Oh, Zina, what an exciting life you lead these days.
Yes, I'd love it if it weren't for Vashti. You have no idea what a cross she is to bear. Since Captain Basra was reported missing after the Battle of the Pool...
Yes, I'd give a great deal to know just what went on up there.
Oh, tut, but she won't admit he's not coming back. I've been out of my mind. She mustn't pass up this opportunity.
Well, there is always the king.
Well, don't be ridiculous. If only Vashti would be rational about Haman. But she hates the sight of him. Well, when I was a girl, girls had more control.
Well, if she doesn't like Haman, her lovely mother certainly does, eh?
Oh.
Now, don't make faces. You can't keep anything from the ladies' altar society. And why not take him yourself? It would serve the same purpose in the long run. Oh. Get you out of the provinces, and she could find somebody else at court, and everybody would be happy.
Oh, no, no. I've thought it over carefully. This is the better way.
Well, on your head be it. How may I help?
You are the high priestess of the oracles of Astarte. It occurred to me that perhaps, just perhaps, the oracle might be moved to deliver a strongly worded pronouncement on this very subject next Sunday. Vashti is still very religious, you know.
You are verging on sacrilege, Zena. I may not even listen to such a proposal. Surely you know that.
Oh, come off it, Chrysalis. I haven't time to be subtle. Don't play hard to get. Everybody
knows. Sacrilege! Sacrilege! I must leave. I must purify myself.
Sit down, Chrysalis!
Oh.
Very well, then. Shall we change the subject?
By all means.
Tell me, Your Reverence, what does the Altar Society have to say about the truly remarkable frequency with which your latest convert, the Egyptian
Zena,
attends confession? Truly a fervent believer, I should say. Or has the Altar Society heard about it yet?
I see. Enough said, Zena. I would hate for anything to endanger our friendship. I shall do what I can.
Thank you.
Not at all. I really must be going now. But, oh, I'm so sorry, my dear, that I've been prevented until now from offering my condolences upon your bereavement.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, thank you.
Lefsa was such a good man.
Everyone said so.
Yes. And you know, we of the religious calling cannot help but speculate upon the cosmic irony of his end. After surviving the earthquake and fire and the looting of the city, after gallantly leading his troops to victory with his broken leg strapped to his horse, after all that, to be carried off by a touch of ptomaine at the victory banquet. Well, it does rather make one think, doesn't it, Zena?
Christmas.
I really must be going now. Oh, one thing more. I almost forgot. My chief eunuch asked me in passing to inquire if his work has proved satisfactory.
What work?
Have you forgotten already? One must remember to be thoughtful of servants, you know. It seems that shortly before the victory banquet, he concocted a quantity of something or other to your order. For the rats, wasn't it?
I don't...
Very sensible of you. Always so many vermin scampering around the ruins of a city very unhealthy. I do hope the staff gave satisfaction. Well, where did I put my bag? Oh, there it is. Well, I'm off. You needn't see
me. Chrysalis, Chrysalis.
Never fear, I'll see to the oracle and give my regards to General Haman, won't you? I do hear tell he's staying here. Well, goodbye. See you on Sunday.
What an interminable ceremony. Why can't they let a general sit down?
They do in low church ceremonies, but not here. You know the Lady Tofu by this time. Now be still, it won't be long.
I only hope this little scheme of yours works.
No sacrilege, please. A question has been put to the oracle. How it shall answer is in the lap of the gods.
Ha! In the lap of the Lady Tofu, you mean? Oh, don't be such a hypocrite. I know how these things work. God knows a few seasons at court purge you any belief in gods.
Please. Oh, all right, then. Oh, Haman, my dear, you're such a rogue. If it weren't for Vashti, I'd set my cap free myself.
You wouldn't have to work very hard, Zena. Why, I still can't believe you're not Vashti's elder sister.
Law, sir.
Shh. I think the moment has come. Vashti's approaching the altar.
Are you sure? It's so far away.
I recognize that skirt of golden beads.
Yes, yes, of course, an old thing of mine.
Vashti, your fortune is quickly said. Once shall you love, but twice shall you wed. First with the living, then with the dead. midst palaces and pleasures first shall you roam, then sand be your carpet and sky be your dome. It takes a lot of living to make a house a home.
What does that gibberish mean?
I would say that if there is any reference to me to be found in that doggerel, then your oracle friend is being unnecessarily cryptic. I don't like this, Sina. I don't like it at all. We've struck a bargain, madam, and it shall be kept. Or else.
Believe me, General, everything has been arranged. But I don't understand what Tofu thinks she's doing. I shall run around and speak to her at once.
Wait, something's happening. Over there, by the great doors.
I trust thy surprise is not unmixed with pleasure, valiant blossom of Barzum. Surely thou hast known I favored thee since first we met.
Yes, All Highest.
Surely thou expected that this oracle today would try to bind thee to Haman.
Yes, it is true, my lord. I certainly did not expect
what you to... What a king wants, he takes, my Vashti. The method is effective, if not always wise. I sought to please us both, you see. Your lack of liking for Haman is known to everyone.
Mother has been trying to force me into his marriage bed since father died 3 months ago. I hate him. He is a snake.
This thought we have in common, then. Most marriages are built on less.
But, Ahasuerus, there is something I must tell you.
What is burning in thy golden eyes is better left unsaid, my dear. Especially to me, the king. Come, prepare yourself.
Let there be light in the temple of Astarte, that the people may behold their queen!
Intolerable. I will not have it. Neither as your daughter nor as your queen will I tolerate it.
Won't have what, my queen and child?
You cannot marry that snake among snakes, that lecher, that odious General Haman. It is an insult to me and to father, who is scarcely cold in his sarcophagus. I have only been queen 6 months, and already you prepare to humiliate me. You are eaten up with envy that your daughter has.
Mind that spiteful tongue, daughter. Even a queen owes some respect to her who gave her birth. Hand me that attar of roses, will you? Thank you.
Move over a little, can't you, Zina? Really, Zina, I should have expected a larger tub in the general's women's quarters after all the talk that goes on. Even my chaste little bath back in Barzum would hold five if it had to.
Well, it wouldn't be half so crowded if you ladies didn't drag me in here to scrub your backs.
Just hold your tongue and scrub the Lady Tofu. I'm sure she needs it, after all those leagues on camelback.
A little higher and to the left, please, Mumatz.
Yes.
That's a girl.
The sight of you two makes me sick. The bride and her bridesmaid bathing and scenting themselves before the wedding. The two middle-aged harpies acting like schoolgirls. It's disgusting.
Vashti, you're being unkind.
How like a serpent's tooth it is to have an ungrateful child.
Oh,
I'm surprised at you, Vashti. Have you forgotten all your temple training so soon? I always gave you above average marks in filial piety at Sunday school, if I remember. Really, even being a queen does not excuse you from your basic religious duties. On the contrary, you must see to it that you set an exalted example. And it isn't enough to practice it in public only, you know. It's like acting. You have to convince yourself first.
Parents must still in some small way earn that respect, Lady Tofu. This marriage is a disgraceful thing. Oh, he is rich and powerful and a fool of a man. But he has a devil's heart. He had my Basra slain, I know it. And he has never ceased to lust after me since he first saw me. He is marrying you to get at me. Of that you can be assured.
Do not speak of General Haman, your future father-in-law, in that fashion, while you are beneath his palace roof or elsewhere.
Father-in-law, and he is at least 15 years younger than you. I wonder how long you can...
Shut up! Age makes no difference when two people love one another. Besides, Vashti, I do not look my age, and he does not know it. And you, queen or not, will keep your mouth shut on the subject.
Really, Vashti, do you not think your mother entitled to at least a little happiness in her declining years?
Ooh.
Oh, I am sorry, Zena. I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Well, the Lady Tofu's as clean as she's ever gonna be. Hand me that big towel, will you, Vashti, honey? I gotta go see if them handmaidens done what I done told them to do to the nuptial chamber. There's the sloppiest bunch of young sluts you ever did see, and I don't know.
Very well, Mother. I give up.
It is as well, Vashti.
There shall be a scene hereafter. And now, Lady Tofu, I have come here to Haman's palace to see you, too.
Yes, my child. I mean, Your Majesty.
Please, do not think it necessary to maintain any subterfuge with me concerning your performances as oracular high priestess. By the time we are out of a Sunday school, everyone knows that your oracles are carefully prepared in advance.
I see. Yes. Well, perhaps it would have been better. I wish you would let me continue in ignorance of that fact, Vashti. If a priestess or a priest cannot continue believing that his congregation believes in him...
I am sorry, but I must know. What was the meaning of that prophecy you uttered on the day the king claimed me for his own? Twice shall I wed, once with the living and once with the dead... I have not been able to forget it. Midst pleasures and palaces, first as shall your room.
It takes a lot of living to make a house a home.
I do not like your tone, Zena. You are jesting where angels fear to tread. Vashti, it is true that I had agreed under pressure, of course.
The matter of the Egyptian consul.
Oh, how did...
It was common knowledge. Even your husband knew.
But why?
It suited his convenience.
I see.
Perhaps you will learn now not to trust my mother in the future. But please go on.
So, I had prepared something. But it is difficult to say this. But the words I uttered in the temple that day were not the ones I prepared. I must ask you to believe that. Just as I must ask you to believe that I do not know what they mean. That day there was a true prophecy in the temple of Astarte. I was favored by the gods as I had never hoped to be. It has changed me greatly, Vashti. Henceforth my life shall be...
Yes, I can see something in your eyes. You are fortunate among us, Lady Tofu. Very fortunate. Goodbye now. I am returning to the palace.
I will see you at the wedding.
Yes, yes. Of course, Mother.
Ah, there, Your Majesty.
You have come to wish us joy on our wedding day, I presume. Oh, do not rush away, I beg you. I see you so seldom.
Please excuse me. I must get back to the palace.
The queen is somewhat cold toward her future father-in-law.
The queen finds her future father-in-law loathsome to her sight. Get out of my way.
Not so fast, Vashti. No, do not struggle in my grasp. The great General Haman is strong beyond your ken.
Stop. You're hurting my arm.
You're beautiful when you're angry, Vashti. Oh, how I've waited for this moment. Always. Since the first moment have I burned with love for you.
Love?
Call it what you will. And now I see you as I've never seen you before. Those furtive tears, the tears of rage are like drops of fire to my senses, and your glare of hatred only rouses further my desires. Oh, you shrink away from me, lithe as a leopard. I think I prefer you when you're angry, Vashti. Bite me, would you, spitfire? Oh, how you hate me.
Oh, God.
How beautiful are your lips, Vashti, when they snarl at me. I would kiss my lips, Vashti.
Never, never, you a swine.
Oh, spasms of hate, spasms of love. To me, they are the same. Oh, my heart is a falcon, Vashti. It falls upon its prey from far on high and works its will upon it. And then flies on. Come with me, Vashti. Oh, you're still light as a feather. Oh, struggle harder, my queen. Another twist and you will have shed your silken gown without my help. Oh, I would not be a valet as well as a lover, too.
Oh, God.
Come.
Unspeakable swine! Unhand that woman! Your days are numbered, Haman. Put her down.
Basra, you alive? But they told me you weren't.
They. He told you I was dead and buried on the plains of Barzum. I know. Thanks to that traitor there, I've been a captive in Babylon. I should have been dead in Babylon, but part of his plan miscarried. It took a few months to exchange all the prisoners, so I have had to wait. But here I am at last. And just in time, too. Put her down, Haman, and answer for your crimes. What? Hiding behind a woman? Double villain?
Forward, my men, and seize that general there! Death is the usual punishment for such crimes as yours, Haman. I do not recall exactly which death is set down in the ancient books of the law, but it is something lingering, I fancy. Something special with boiling oil in it.
Mercy! Mercy!
Yes, for those who lay lustful hands upon the queen, the death must be...
The queen?
I think the matter is left to the discretion of the king, however. And I have thought of something.
No! No, Elias, mercy!
Away with him!
No! 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 No!
And now, I am glad to see thee back, Captain. No, it was Major. Well, let us say General Basra. Rise. Thou hast saved the life of the king in the past, and today the honor of the queen. Be thou henceforth my general and friend. A great future lies ahead of thee, General.
All highest.
Which only one thing could possibly darken. I think we understand one another. Come, Vashti, let us leave the chamberlain's palace.
Yes, my king, I come. Goodbye, General.
Farewell, Vashti, my queen.
Knave, a message? Doth the queen send words when meek compliance is required?
I do, but bring the thing, my lord. I did not cause its composition.
Of course, thou art but an instrument. Well, play thy tune, frail reed. What says the queen?
My lord, as one who speaks what he knows not, the queen doth send to say she will not come.
Ah! Proceed or perish.
and bring on the elephants.
Guards, prepare thee this unwelcome wretch's dinner for the royal lions. Huh? Away with him!
Stop!
Haman!
Sire?
What thinkest thou then of this, Haman? She will not come, she says. What does that mean?
The ways of womankind are strange, my lord. They are capricious at best. One does not always find it wise to thus depend on them.
What does mean by that, my snake in yellow fringes?
Only that when sometimes summoned, they will not come. One needs the proper summoner. That is all.
I read thy meaning all too clear. So be it then. Butler!
My lord.
Let the General Basra be sent to fetch the queen to me. Is that not what thou wish for me to do, Haman? Speak! Thy throat is soft, Haman, like Perseus. Get up and go. Now, Butler, where doth the General Basra sup tonight?
I do not know, O King. He left his couch 2 days ago. A call of nature, or so he said.
Let him then be found.
My lord.
The guard shall search the city, palace, and the gardens. Tell him that his life depends upon his swift appearance here.
My lord.
And thou, Haman! Too long have I permitted thee to live, because that thou wert useful. But that usefulness is coming to a dreadful end. Guards! Guards!
My lords, the king is drunk.
Nay, worse.
Drunk, he hath gone mad and left his senses somewhere else. What works in him, my uncle? 'Tis always thus when a Hasumdeus falls headlong into rage. It is well known and feared.
Aye, Sumer, but never hath he lost so much control. I fear for us all.
It is said that he hath summoned both the queen, and she refused.
Then she is mad herself.
And doomed. 'Tis written, no one may refuse the king.
This feast hath lasted, as they often do, one day too many.
Aye, I would I were in Media 2 days ago. Let us to horse, but with discretion.
Aye, good friend and uncle.
But pity for the queen, my lords, for this she must be set aside.
Aye, or worse.
Thus ends the feast of Ahasuerus, king of kings. Come, while he burneth there unseeing, let us away, and quickly.
Let the feast continue!
And where is Vashti that she says she will not come?
Faster, Vashti! Use your whip! We must ride like the wind and be well away from Shushan before our flight is discovered! Ride, Vashti!
Vashti, honey, if you don't come out of that pond pretty soon, you's gonna look like nothing in the world but a big old white prune.
Please, Mumat, I am thinking.
Well, can't you think on dry land, sugar? You's gonna get all puckered and puny in there.
All right, bring me my robe.
Yes, ma'am.
I am glad, my love. I do not believe I have seen you dry since we reached here 3 days ago. You must stop brooding, Vashti. We are free now. And here in this crack in the cliffs of Barzum, we have pitched our tents, and here we shall stay. With the sand for our floor and the sky for our dome.
What? Well, he done said it! That there's the prophecy in the temple.
What prophecy, Mumat?
Never mind, Basra. It is a long story and pointless now. Oh, my love, you are such a hopeless romantic. Do you not see why I am so sad and sorry?
No.
Be rational. Wherever we go, whatever we do, always the power of the king will be stretched out after us. Always we must be fugitives. I am frightened when I think of it.
Oh, Vashti.
And also, to tell the deepest truth, down deep in my heart of hearts, I am ashamed, too.
Ashamed?
Yes, I was a queen. Power was mine, and more, the mighty trust of the king. I did not love him. I could never love him. But I respected him and owed him some kind of loyalty. He was kind to me, and I have betrayed him, ashamed him, and... Oh!
Oh, Vashti!
What?
Oh, my goodness.
You!
Yes, Vashti, it is I. Put up thy sword, Basra.
In truth, my lord, I do not like drawing it.
I know, and it is useless. See, this place is ringed with my men. But more than that, it is unnecessary, for my mission is a peaceful one. I come not in anger, though my feet are slowed with sorrow.
All highest.
Ahasuerus.
The King of Kings is human, Vashti. He can be hurt as other men are hurt, though his rage is more than other men's. He always knows forgiveness, though. Forgiveness, which is a kind of wisdom rare in kings, I think. You have taught it him. And he is grateful.
We are forgiven.
Aye, each man, each king owes to his destiny one good deed. This then is mine. There will be no more. So I divorce thee, Vashti. Thou art queen no longer. Thou art free. And my clemency extends even unto thee, Basra, general of my armies.
All highest.
General, thou shalt be no longer. Into thy hands I give the keeping of this province of Barzum, the province of Vashti, she who was for so short a time the queen of Ahasuerus, king of kings. Thou wilt govern well, I know.
My thanks, O Ahasuerus, king of kings.
I go now. Let no one follow. Let no further word be spoken. Who knows what word may sway this king from his wisdom into the paths of folly? For this king knows jealousy too. Farewell, farewell.
Oh, Basra, can this really be true?
Yes, Vashti. There goeth one king who never breaks his word.
Oh, Basra.
Vashti.
Hey, look out, you two, that rock!
Well, it's about time somebody did something about that loose rock. Now, where is it, anyhow?
You have been listening to Vashti, Queen of Queens, a certified biblical spectacular, written and directed by James Armstrong. Heard in the cast were Dale Moffat as Ahasuerus, Virginia Buckner as Queen Vashti, Arnold Wolfe as General Basra, and Philip Severa as Haman. Bernard Mays was heard as Lefse the Governor, Eleanor Anderson as Zena, his wife, Lois DeBanzi was the Lady Tofu, Richard Ross, the King of Persia, Richard Gibson, the King of Armenia, Don Renzulli as the King of Sumer, and Arthur Conrad as the Lord of Ethiopia and as Posrat, Master of the Revels of the King. Heard as both the King of Media and as Mumats, the old nurse, was the author of this production. Technical production was by Ernest Lowe, with minor assistance from James Armstrong. This has been a Compendium Cliché production.